This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if I told you this, Al, and I don't know if you experienced this because you're a traveler. Have you ever been to a Bucky's?
No. I've seen
I'm
all
obsessed
this stuff.
With Bucky's.
What is a? I don't know what Bucky's.
You do not know what Bucky's is?
No. In the South?
Oh my God! I don't even know how to explain it. This is if you're a family that travels or you're traveling like CeeLo, right? He's going down on the road,
yeah.
Right? Like he has to stop by a Bucky's. It is
a burger joint.
It's a gas station,
but oh, it's like a Sheetz.
It's like a Sheetz, yeah. But like bigger. Like they have food, clothes.
Huge.
They have all type of different jerkies. They have ice cream. They have a bakery section. They have everything. Anything and everything you can imagine is at a Bucky's.
Mm.
And if you're on a road with a family or a loved one, or if you're road tripping for whatever, a Bucky's is a must. You got to go to a Bucky's.
Well, I don't think CeeLo is driving to Nashville in that gorgeous new SUV.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
I think he's flying.
Okay.
So I don't know that he'll see, unless he sees a Bucky's in Nashville.
Which they are. They're around.
Okay.
But if I'm obsessed with a Bucky's. Every time we're going on a road trip next week for a couple of days, and we're going to a Bucky's. It's on the plan.
He's excited.
Yeah. It's like the Disneyland for road trips. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I don't know that one. For me, it's
Wawa. I'm bringing you guys back a Bucky t-shirt. And all it is a little beaver, and it says Bucky. But it's like you stop by. It's insane.
What I don't understand is like when something's so successful like that, and it is, it's like legendary. Why do we not have them here?
I don't know. I feel the same way about Waffle House.
Right.
Like you can't find a Waffle House up here, and I'm obsessed with Waffle House. When I go down south, I have to have at least whatever. If I'm there for a week, I got to visit Waffle House at least twice.
So why is In-N-Out Burger not come east? Although I think they are soon, because I think I saw the owner's wife said the taxes in California has become way too much. I think they are moving east.
Oh, wow.
But like an In-N-Out Burger, we've never had around here.
Yeah, I think I've had In-N-Out. It's overrated.
Well, whether it is or it's not, if you live in New York or New Jersey, we don't have them.
Sure.
I know only a few years ago, Dunkin' Donuts went out to California.
Right.
Like, they weren't out there for years.
That was Starbucks territory.
Yeah.
But now they are. They have gone out there. It's a good question. Maybe it's expensive. I don't know.
Yeah, I would love to see a Bucky's make it north, which I doubt.
Our Crack TV staff said the closest Bucky's is Virginia.
Okay. I can see that. I'm obsessed with Bucky's.
And you mentioned Sheetz. I had never experienced Sheetz. I went to Central PA last summer and was like, oh my God.
Once you get in the Lehigh Valley,
the
first thing you see is this monstrosity
and they
off
were,
the interstate.
And that was awesome. And you're saying Bucky's is that plus?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's nothing you can't get at Bucky's. Like, nothing. Like, it's everything you want. Like, the food is top notch. They have this pulled pork sandwich that's absolutely.
You going to Bucky's for pulled pork?
Yeah, you laugh.
I am laughing.
You laugh until the line is around the corner because everybody's going to get this pulled pork sandwich. They got these hot chips, the bakery sections. They're jerky.
What is it, a grocery store?
It's everything. It's like everything. You can walk out
sheets. I was surprised they had like groceries and wine.
Yes, you can walk out of Buc-ee's with a whole new wardrobe and the best jerky you ever had in your life. It's insane, and it was crazy. My kids look for it now. They're like, "Dad, we going to Buc-ee's?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're going to get a couple Buc-ee nuggets.
Wow,
get some fries. We're going to load up on some snacks. We go to the bakery section. We get some fresh jerky. Light it up,
man. I've never gotten that excited for a rest stop place.
And you can fill your tank,
and you get gas. But the sheets, I know. So Dallin Cuff, I used to do Columbia basketball with a long time ago. He's now with ESPN. One of the first road trips we had to make was going through Pennsylvania. He's like, "We're going to Sheetz." I'm like, "What is a Sheetz?"
When I lived in Pittsburgh, Sheetz was
yes.
We used to stop by Sheetz after the club.
He was so excited about
chicken
going
wrap,
to Sheetz.
Something like that. It was good.
Like, yeah, I get it. And you're right. Get gas.
Get everything.
Go inside.
Wait till you see Buc-ee's. You're gonna be like, "Oh,
I why am I going to Buc-ee's anytime
soon?" Well, you
soon?
Will eventually in your time. I don't know. Driving. Maybe you take a road trip. Maybe you head south for whatever reason. The kids
maybe.
Bring you down there.
At this point, who knows?
You're gonna walk out of there with a T-shirt and a little balloon with a beaver head.
I'm not walking out with a beaver head. I don't think that's happening.
I love it.
I can tell you love it. Holy God.
I'm surprised nobody, you guys have never heard of it. Maybe because it's just such a southern.
You know what?
Thing.
Maybe we have.
You just never paid attention to it.
I don't know. Rich in Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Listen, I went on a trip with the family down to Florida, drove down from Jersey. And my older son, had been down to a Buc-ee's before in Texas, told us about it. And we're like, "Yeah, come on. How big could it be?" There's like 120 gas pumps, and they're always all full.
Always.
And then the store, which is like a convenience store, only a convenience store that blew up and is just, it's like a mall.
You're not lying. Oh, no, I believe you, but here would be my question. Rich, you seemed you were impressed by it, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Would you, it sounds like Willie is going to navigate his trip just to make sure he gets to one.
No question.
Is this a must-stop place?
Yeah, and it's growing, too. They're starting to put them. The closest one to Jersey here is, I think, in Virginia now.
Yeah, that's what our...
And then the biggest thing, what it was started for, guy started it for clean bathrooms for truckers.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
That was one of the big things. And they are spectacular.
How about that?
That
all right, you know what?
Is spectacular.
Now, that right there, I appreciate the call.
Oh, so we needed Rich for New Jersey to give us the confirmation.
No.
Well,
you're going to bring up the bathrooms?
What do I have to? Well,
like, that to me would be a big reason to make a stop.
So you're telling me right now, the fresh jerky, the pulled pork, and the bakery section wasn't enough of a pull? The man said one thing about showers, and I was like, "Oh, I have to visit
showers,
there now."
Clean bathrooms.
All right, but
have you ever, in all your years of driving up and down I-95,
I thought the bakery, the fresh jerky, the pulled pork would sell you. The bathrooms have sold Jerry on why he should now.
Well, because usually when you go on a road trip, you have food in the car already. But
there's a different, it's the quality.
I'm not arguing
quantity.
That. You're right. But I would say one of the biggest things when you go on a road trip is, especially if you're leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
What happens early in the morning for most people?
Fresh breakfast waiting for you at Buc-ee's.
That's but what else?
Fresh eggs, bacon, hash browns.
But they also need to go to the bathroom at some point when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Knowing that you can
go to the bathroom
somewhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, but you don't want to stop somewhere that's gross. Knowing that this place, as he just said, has spectacularly clean bathrooms, that would make it
the
a must-stop.
The bathrooms
stop
are very clean. It's not like there's a bidet waiting for you,
I mean,
by the way.
I mean, it seemed like that.
I mean, but the bathrooms are very clean and put together and look like they're taken care of by far. I mean, you'll pull up to a Buc-ee's and see a church van slide out with 80 old women that all look like they have to use the bathroom. And you're like, okay, this is going to be a disaster in there.
And it's not.
And it's not.
But that's a selling point to me. The jerky's fine. The pulled pork, fine.
They make fresh popcorn.
Clean bathrooms.
They got their own like clothing line. It's amazing. You can walk,
fine.
You can walk out with Buc-ee's pajama pants that slap. They will make it onto a Gap floor.
I'm not. We're actually where we
fresh chocolate.
I think we would like it for the same reason or for different reasons, but we still like it. I'm
you're
fine
going
with,
for the bathrooms,
an
and you can get back. You can go to bathrooms anywhere.
No,
I'm
you
going
can't.
For the food.
But you can't, though. Well, that is big. Holy God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On that one, Gibby in Long Island. What's up, Gibby?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good morning. So I was saying I spent like three summers driving my son to lacrosse tournaments from Long Island to Delaware and Maryland, et cetera. And I love Wawa's as well. And yeah. Royal Farms, by the way. Royal Farms
is a good one.
Chicken.
Yep.
And the reason that you can't up here, I wanted to do a Wawa, I looked into it, is the acreage requirements. The acreage is too expensive on Long Island. You have to have, I think it was either an acre and a half.
Oh, wow.
In order to house not just, obviously, the food and convenience side of it, but the gas side.
Right.
So if you try and buy that much on Long Island, good luck. The cost just to build it alone would be, so consequential that who knows how long it would take to break even.
Right,
so.
It'd take you 10 years to start making money. That's interesting. That's a very good point. But that's interesting. Who knew?
I think you know how this ends for you. We talked about the end game.
But I'm not going south.
But that's the problem. You have to go now. There's been multiple confessions on why you should visit. And now you're talking about the only reason you want to visit is because of the toilet. And I'm saying,
no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said if I was going south now and driving to Florida or Georgia or wherever I might run into one of these states.
Well, you said
this.
Virginia, so you don't have to go far.
But I'm not going to drive to Virginia just to go to a Buc-ee's.
Willie, two questions. Are they on the 95, like in a rest stop, or you have to get off the highway for Buc-ee's?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's a
most
big
of the
deal.
Time. Well, no, because a lot of interstates, you'll see big signs.
Oh, yes.
You'll just see a big beaver head in the distance, and there'll be a sign that says, hey, before you enter South Carolina or before you enter North Carolina, stop by and see the beaver. And it'll be Buc-ee's, a big old sign. And they have how Chick-fil-A has those catchy little things?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Eat more chicken and it's a cow. They have little things like that for Buc-ee's. So but it's close. I know, no, you can pull off. It's just a quick pull off.
Yeah, but it's not the official rest stop that's on the highway.
For the record, Mike in West Caldwell is making my point. What's up, Mike?
Of course, you picked the one.
On our way to Atlanta 2 years ago to watch the Yankees, I told my kids about this place, hyped it up so much that my son actually held a dump just so he could drop it out of Buc-ee's. And let me tell you, you could drop Tic Tacs on the floor in that bathroom, pick them up and put them back in your mouth, I'm telling you.
That's a selling point for me, Mike. Thank you very much. The food's great, but if you're on a road trip and you need to stop somewhere to use a bathroom, and you're going to tell me that that place is spotless, that's the place I'm going to try and stop at.
Right. I'm just saying, if I'm trying to sell Buc-ee's, I didn't expect that to be number one on why you should go.
Because I
that would be number two.
I'll tell you why. Because an Egg McMuffin to me is perfectly satisfying, and I don't need to go get pulled pork at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you say that because you haven't had it. That's why you throw these rocks. You have it four in the morning.
Rocks.
You may spin the block and go have one at 9 o'clock.
We're both complimenting the same place for different
reasons. I'm just saying, I just don't like your number one for going.
Oh, that would be my number one.
Yeah.
100% would be my number
the
one.
The fact that you want, have this kind of variety of all these things you can enjoy. You're like, no, I'm really here for the toilet.
Here was Chris in Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Jerry, Willie. Good, good. I actually read an article the other day about Buc-ee's. They're opening one in Monroe County. Over in PA.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is Monroe County is more towards Philly or Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh?
More towards Pittsburgh, I'd say.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But it's not far at all.
Well, it's closer than Virginia.
Pulled pork sandwiches, though,
not really.
On point. Those pulled pork sandwiches,
So now I got to drive to Pittsburgh for a pulled pork sandwich.
I'm just saying. People are giving you countless reasons of why you should go.
And I'm not saying I won't.
And you're just saying I'm just really going for a clean toilet.
Willie, do they have chicken on a stick or no?
I'm not sure about the chicken on a stick. I don't think I've ever ventured down that road. I barely make it past the bakery in the jerky section. The jerky section is phenomenal.
I love jerky too. I do. But I...
Yes. It's not going to bring you... it's not going to make
you...
No. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I wouldn't go there. Now, next time I'm on the road, if I see one, I will stop specifically because of this conversation.
And you got to walk away with some Bucky Nuggets or a t-shirt.
I'm not buying a Bucky's t-shirt.
Why don't you want a Bucky's t-shirt?
I'll get one for Eddie. He wears everything and anything that's handed to him.
What are Bucky nuggets? Like pretzel nuggets or something?
Yeah, it's like these little corn, it's like sweet treat type things. There's caramel on them. Delicious.
It is amazing. The Mets can't hit their way out of a paper bag right now. The Yankees have played like crap. No one wants to call and talk about the Mets and the Yankees.
Because it is what it is.
But Bucky's, here we go. Andy and Milford. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
100% agree with 100% agree with Willie.
Thank
Bucky.
You, babe.
I mean, fantastic. I drove from Connecticut to Dallas for a Cowboys-Falcons game. And just like you said, Will, you're driving the highway. They got signed 75 miles for the next Bucky's.
Mm-hmm.
You pull in, there's people cooking in the parking lot.
Talk to them.
It's unbelievable with the buses.
Talk to them.
The bathrooms are immaculate.
Again,
you're
100%
right. The pulled pork. No, the pulled pork is it. That's the reason you go. And Eddie, they have corn dogs on a stick, Eddie. Those are fantastic.
That's a different dog.
Yeah,
you get a little cheese
dogs.
Dip with that, this lights out.
Hey, Andy,
everybody's talking about the food, and Jerry wants to go to the toilets.
That's
and I'm saying
true.
The toilets the food overrules the toilets. That's what I'm trying to get.
Toilets make it a must stop.
There's like five food courts.
Yes.
There's like five food courts. And unbelievable. Everything is fantastic. And I would get it at 4 a.m. too.
Yeah. Are there any, Andy, is there any, I'm being serious, is there food there with clean ingredients for Al?
Yes, actually there is. They do have, it's a fresh garden center.
Yes.
Like a little plot, like one of them, a fresh garden.
this is my guy. He's preaching the good word on this Fat Friday. He gets it.
Oh,
there's no
God.
Reason for you not to go to Bucky's if you're on the road.
No
reason.
We are really late, but just one more to end it. Anthony in Jacksonville. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing?
I got to tell you, we have the Holy Trinity, and it is right off 95, Eddie. You just, like, literally hop off. But we have Bass Pro Shops, Costco, and Bucky's right off 95. And it is the busiest place in town, but it's so worth it. The fresh biscuit. The fresh biscuit. Is unbelievable. Fresh brisket. And they have fresh biscuits, too. But fresh brisket on the board.
Look at that.
Photos of it. On
hot and spicy.
Network. Wow.
Like, let me tell you, it is unbelievable. And everyone says they're not buying clothing. You will get some sort of Bucky
clothing.
Thank you. I would
Thank
put money
you.
On that.
Yeah, I'm. You know,
that's
you're
me.
Probably
you're
right.
Walking away with a
not
T-shirt.
You're walking out with a
You're
Bucky
walking
t-shirt.
Away with a beaver
it's
head
not
on your chest.
Disney World.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. It is Disney World. 100%.
Wow.
And Willie, they have big man sizes for shirts.
Man, they have pajamas for us. What are you talking about? There's nothing we can't walk out of that place with. And the people, by the way, the last time we stopped at a Bucky's, I was with the fam. And they have the mascot, the Bucky guy.
The beaver.
Right. Guess where he's waiting for you? Outside the bathroom. So,
get with the bathroom.
And he's taking pictures with me and the kids, and they give you little stickers. And the beaver's friendly. The lady that's taking a picture, she's friendly. The cashiers are friendly. Everybody's in a good mood, which they shouldn't be. Because they're dealing with a lot of different type of folks, and they're all welcoming and loving. I like Bucky's. I support the Bucky's. Everybody should go to Bucky's.
I've done a lot of shows with you. This might be the most passionate you've been about anything.
Well, the Jets haven't lost a game yet.
That's true. Yeah. That's a very good point.
And we started him off with this segment with his song. So
That's true, too.
This is my song.
Which he was very passionate about as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.